October 31st, 1952. My dearest Clara, I love your letters of love. You have truly opened your heart to God, and I know He loves you for it. You have touched me with your wonderful words. My spirit travels to you and sends you a message of love and gratitude. I love how you want to be the best wife for me. I tell you the truth, my love. You are truly blessed of God. I know that God created us for each other so that we can love one another with godly love, with that true and pure love. You are the woman of my dreams and the wife of my future. The men in my unit were counting reasons they're in love with their wives and their girlfriends. When it came to me, I gave the most reasons. I'm head over heels for you. I gave 10 reasons. Would you like to hear them? The first one is because you love God and Christ so much. The second one is because you make it so easy to love you. The third one, because your heart's always in the right place, my love. The fourth one, because your beauty's unmatched. The fifth, because your smile is so beautiful. The sixth, because you cook with so much love. The seventh, because you're a wonderful woman of God. The eighth, because you have a style that's all your own. The ninth, because you know how to love me right. And 10, because the first day I met you, I fell in love with you, and I said, you will be my wife. My love, our mission was such a success. We helped save over 200 families. I don't want to get into the details of why we had to save them, but a win's a win. It's sort of like back home, how they treat us. These families were being mistreated by their own just because they were poor. I'm truly overjoyed that God loves all His children, rich and poor, all races. God is so wonderful. I'm just so glad that we were able to help them. My darling, you light up my life with joy. You bring me so much happiness. Thank you for being who you are. May God bless you and keep you. Forever yours. James. P.S. I love your pictures. Thank you.
November 26, 1952. Dear James, my love, with a heavy heart, I write this letter to you. First, I am glad that you are well, but my family really needs your prayers right now. As I mentioned in my previous letters, Harlem is very unsettled, and unfortunately, my brother Jimmy has been killed. I can barely write this letter to you because my tears are soaking up the page. Mama is so strong. She sits in the living room and entertains all those who stop by to pay their respects. I never knew Daddy owned so many handkerchiefs. He sits quietly beside her, and as her tears fall, he hands her a handkerchief. I told her that she should rest, but she just won't listen to me. There's a silver lining. My sister Renee is here, and at least I can distract myself by playing with my beautiful niece Rain. I just stay busy, making all kinds of cakes and pies. Everything from German chocolate cake to sweet potato pie. As soon as they cool, someone just drowns their sorrows in a piece. The funeral is tomorrow, and the Averys have graciously covered all the expenses. I am truly grateful for their generosity. I'm not sure that I have processed all of this sadness. Jimmy was a kind soul. You know, younger brothers have a way of holding a special place in your heart. He would always make us late to school all because he had to listen to his favorite radio show. Then he would run outside with a piece of bacon hanging out of his mouth. Jimmy finally found a part-time job at Mr. Brown's hardware store. They started rioting and looting, and the police just grabbed everyone in sight. Mr. Brown says he doesn't know what happened after that. We have since contacted the NAACP to see what comes of looking into his death. Please pray for me and my family as we push through this very trying time. Honestly, I am tired, and I know that you are tired, but in God we trust. Well, on a brighter note, it's almost Christmas. Merry Christmas, my love. I love you so much, and I wish I could hug you right now. We don't have any decorations up, but my brother-in-law pulled all of the decorations from the attic in hopes that it would lift everyone's spirits. We tried to have Thanksgiving dinner, but it just wasn't the same. Mama didn't cook. I couldn't pull myself to cook anything. Renee tried her best, but no one felt like eating. I know that you are faced with death on a daily basis, and I don't know how you do it, but I do know that God will pull us through. Missing you. Forever yours, Clara. My prayer. Heavenly Father, I come before you praying for strength and comfort. I know that to be absent from this flesh is to be present with you, and I do take comfort in that. I pray for Mama, Daddy, Renee, Rain, and my entire family. I pray for the Averys, Harlem, and a swift resolution to segregation. Continue to watch over James and his unit. In Jesus' name, amen.
December 13th, 1952. My love, As soon as I heard about Jimmy, I made this letter express. I'm so, so sorry, my love. We will get through this together. My dearest Clara, my heart is so heavy. I hope you're doing well. Every night I keep repeating the same dream. It wakes me up every single night. I really don't want to burden you with my night dreams, but I believe I need to get it off my chest. First of all, how's everyone doing? How's your mom and your dad doing? Are you okay, my love? I know it's hard losing a brother. I pray for strength for you and your entire family and all those that love Jimmy, including myself. Jimmy was truly a wonderful person, and I loved him deeply, as if he was my own flesh and blood. It's so hard to deal with death when it happens, but I know that the God above will give you the strength that you need, and my spirit is coming to cover you with compassion and love. I wish I could hold you close right now and wipe your tears. I want you to remember what the Word of God says in Luke 16, 19 through 31. That Lazarus and the rich man, that parable, it's a good parable. It's the truth. God talks about how Lazarus was a beggar and how he just lived a normal life. Jimmy lived a normal life. And when he died, he went into the bosom of Abraham and he was comforted. God bless Jimmy. And also, Ecclesiastes 12, 6 and 7. How that when the flesh dies, the spirit and the soul will go back to the Father immediately. And your wonderful brother, he is with God in Christ. He's truly in a better place. I see death every day, my love. And the only thing that keeps me going is knowing that each soul was with the Father in Christ. There's no more pain or suffering or tears or hurt, racism or color or race. It's just the soul with God in Christ being taken care of, being loved again by his Creator. And I want you to know Jimmy's okay. Don't be sad. But be strong in your sadness. And be strong for your mom. And be strong for your dad. And be strong for all those that love Jimmy. Because I'm going to be strong for you. Because I love you so much. And I don't want you to have to deal with this pain. I know your brother's in a better place. And I know he's okay. Because he was a good person, my love. My dreams are something. They keep taking me back to that battle at Chosun Reservoir. I thought I would never see you again. We were badly outnumbered. The enemy was closing in on every side. There were so many bombs going off every minute of the day and night. I would watch the soldier next to me get shot and just die instantly. There was nothing I could do to help him. I felt so helpless. Men were dying due to the cold weather. It was only by the grace of God Almighty that the reinforcements showed up when they did to help us. We were all sitting ducks. And I thought we were going to lose the war. But as I come to understand, there is nothing too hard for God. He is more than able. Thank you, my love, for listening to me. And I know it's hard right now. My prayer for you is this. I pray God gives you the strength and grace to get through this tough time. I pray that you and all your family are filled with his spirit of love and joy, and that his spirit comforts you. Please be filled with happiness and peace. I love you so much, Clara, with all my heart. Merry Christmas, my love, and God bless you. Forever yours, James.
Forever yours, forever. Stay tuned for a sneak peek into next week's episode. Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours. Produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours. And don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.